This morning's dua is from Surah An-Naml, the 27th surah of the Quran Kareem, the 19th verse. It is the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika as-salihin. My Lord, grant me that I should be grateful for your favor that you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I do the good deeds that you are pleased with, and admit me through your mercy among your pious servants. We see that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam expresses gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enable him to express gratitude. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. My Lord, grant me that I should be grateful for your favor that you have bestowed on me and on my parents. This is shukr. When you ask Allah to enable you to make shukr, that is the first step towards making shukr. That's the first step towards gratitude. The fact that you realize that you have to express gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the fact that you realize that you cannot express gratitude to Allah without Allah giving you the ability. So he says, oh Allah, you have bestowed me with a lot, and you have bestowed my father with a lot, my parents with a lot. Grant me the ability to show gratitude for that. Subhanallah. We know Dawud alayhi salam was a Nabi and a king. Sulaiman alayhi salam was a Nabi and a king. Allah gave him a lot of wealth. Allah gave him a kingdom that was never matched. Allah gave him control over the jinn. Allah gave him control over the winds. But it never went to his head. It never made him feel independent. It never made him feel privileged. He actually felt a greater sense of obligation, that the more Allah gives me, the more I have to show gratitude, the more I have to turn to Allah to ask Allah to enable me to show gratitude. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ, and that I do the good deeds that you are pleased with. Subhanallah. Despite all of the wealth, despite all of the power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him, the kingdom, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam never lost focus from the fact that even he, as a Nabi and as a king, and as a very special servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he had to carry out good deeds, and he asks Allah to enable him in that regard. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and admit me through your mercy among your pious servants. He never took it for granted that because he's a Nabi, he's got automatic entry into Jannah. Because Allah has given him so much in this world, maybe yes, you know, Allah is giving me so much. Why is Allah giving me so much? I must be special to Allah. So I'm sure if in this world Allah has given me, in the Akhirah Allah will give me as well. It doesn't work that way. We are dependent on the mercy of Allah, and we need to draw the mercy of Allah via good deeds. So he asks Allah, oh Allah, grant me the ability to do good deeds, and through your mercy, oh Allah, admit me to your among your pious servants. Let me be with them in the year after. I'm not entitled to it. I don't think I'm deserving it. I don't think I will make it by my good deeds. So I ask you to grant it to me via your mercy. Such humility, such focus, such an ability to understand the reality of a human, no matter what he has or what Allah has given him in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what shines through in this dua of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. We learn also from this dua that good deeds in themselves are not sufficient. We need acceptance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is also something that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for. That, oh Allah, let me show gratitude to you, so you can increase your bounties upon me, you can accept from me, and let me do such good deeds, tardahu, that will result in your pleasure. My Lord, grant me that I should be grateful for your favor that you have bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I do the good deeds that you are pleased with, and admit me through your mercy among your pious servants. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday, wa an a'mala salihan tardah, وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين آمين يا رب العالمين.